Everything's Not Lost by Frithin Thorns, read by Fei Jie. The main thing Zhao Yunlan continues to be very clear on is that Shen Wei will show up soon. He's a little blurry on the details, but Shen Wei will show up and sort everything out. Just you wait. Yes, says the man in the white coat. Yes, all right. Which is a bit rude. No one's forcing him to stay and listen. No one's got him strapped to a bed. It's not my fault, the man says, sounding equal parts scared and annoyed. And who's Shen Wei? Zhao Yunlan actually gapes at him. How could he... Shen Wei is so very... The idea of not knowing him is baffling. The white coat man, he's still very young actually, maybe he's only a grad student or an intern, groans. Look, can you just shut up for a bit? I'm not even asking you any questions. I should hope not, says the woman sweeping into the lab, hair pulled up in a taut bun, lines on her face pulled every bit as tight. She's followed by the man who did most of the strapping Zhao Yunlan to the bed, assisted by the intern. Zhao Yunlan doesn't like any of them very much. Rest assured, we're not asking you to like us, the woman says briskly. In fact, you won't even remember this tomorrow. I bet I will, Zhao Yunlan says, reflexively argumentative. She flicks the IV line with her finger. I really bet you won't. Yeah. Zhao Yunlan had actually made up his mind about her already when she first injected him. I'm happy you're feeling so chatty, she says. I've got a few things I'd like to talk to you about. What's your name? Zhao Yunlan asks. None of your concern, she says. No, but I need to know your name, Zhao Yunlan says. It's harder to think about people when you don't know their names. You ever noticed that? No, she says firmly. Maybe it's different for you. You don't look like a very relaxed person. Would you like a lollipop? He goes to fish for one in his pocket, but his hands are tied down. He tugs on them experimentally. Oh. Yeah, he's been like this for the last half hour, intern says, just babbling about everything. I am not babbling, Zhao Yunlan says with dignity. I was talking about... He can't actually remember what he was talking about, which is odd. He knows he talks a lot sometimes. Certain people and cats are always complaining about it, but it's strange not to remember it. Intern groans. You see? No, it's good, the other man says. He has some very old-fashioned glasses on, which make him look like a kid's caricature of a doctor. It means the drugs are working. He's in exactly the state to talk. So, he's going to call them doctor, intern, and... Zhao Yunlan squints at the woman and grins. He'll call her Happy. You will not, she snaps. He smirks back. Too late, Happy. Should have told me your real name when you had the chance. She glares at him and advances. Zhao Yunlan tries to wriggle out of the way, but apparently he's tied down. I'm going to ask you some questions, she says. You're Zhao Yunlan from the SID. That's right, he says. It isn't a secret, and they clearly already know. I can't tell you about our cases, though. Confidential. I don't care about your cases, Happy says. You don't? Zhao Yunlan asks, surprised. Most of them are very interesting. I'm sure they are, Happy says with an eye roll. Rude. She opens her mouth to ask more, but a thought occurs to Zhao Yunlan then, one that lurches through him from the pit of his stomach. Is this about Shen Wei? Who's Shen Wei? Happy asks. Zhao Yunlan's thoughts are already running down awful rails. This could be a trap. Zhao Yunlan has been waiting for Shen Wei to show up, securing the knowledge that he absolutely will sooner or later, but what if that was the plan all along? Who's Shen Wei? Happy asks, much more impatiently. He keeps going on and on about him, intern says. On and on and on. Zhao Yunlan huffs at this ridiculous claim. He's being very patient with the whole situation, really. He has an idea that usually he would be much more angry or upset. There's a possibility that he's not clear about everything which is currently going on, but he does continue to be certain that when Shen Wei arrives, everyone here will be very sorry. Intern groans heavily. We're going to talk about the Hallows, Happy says firmly. We are? Zhao Yunlan asks, surprised. I thought we were talking about Shen Wei. He has a lot to say about Shen Wei. He'd far rather talk about him. No, we're talking about the Hallows, Happy says, beginning to sound irritated. Oh, Zhao Yunlan says. Okay, if she's sure. Our scans show traces of their dark energy integrating into your body, Happy says, we've never seen anything like it. Do you know how that happened? Xiao Yunlan narrows his eyes at her. How do you know what the energy of the Hallows is like? He asks. Historical data, she says quickly. That's odd. Since the Hallows, as far as he knows, were first lost to everyone, and then were only at the SID, and... Did you steal data from the lab at Haixing Inspectorate? Xiao Yunlan asks in surprise. Happy jerks back. Oh, of course not, she says, but she's a very bad liar.
Wow, you're going to be in so much trouble, Xiao Yunlan crows.
Stealing data from Haixing Inspectorate? Shen Wei's only going to be the start of it.
Yet, can you please shut the fuck up about Shen Wei?
The second man, Doctor, snaps. Xiao Yunlan had almost forgotten about him. Happy shoves Doctor back impatiently. The Hallows, Xiao Yunlan, she says. How did you manage to integrate their energy? The potential of that? Xiao Yunlan grimaces. Energy from the Hallows is integrated into him. That sounds a bit alarming, frankly. And rather like something that's his own fault. Because Shen Wei had told him not to touch them. Had in fact been very angry about... No, he's supposed to be shutting the fuck up about Shen Wei. Oops. But Happy actually looks interested now. Shen Wei is someone who knows about the Hallows, she asked. Oh, yes, Xiao Yunlan says. As much as anyone knows, probably, although he does suspect that when it comes to the Hallows, like everyone else, Shen Wei is also going by his best guesses most of the time. Does Shen Wei work at the Inspectorate Lab? Happy asks. Xiao Yunlan snorts with laughter. Happy looks annoyed, and that only makes him laugh harder. The door slides open. Xiao Yunlan stops laughing and makes a noise of delight instead, because there, just as he's been expecting from the beginning, is Shen Wei, with Lin Jing trailing him.
See, Xiao Yunlan exclaims triumphantly, I told you Shen Wei would be here, didn't I?
At great length, mutters intern. Lin Jing's mouth starts twitching. Xiao Yunlan tries to sit up, although he's tied to the bed, so he can't. Shen Wei doesn't advance.
If you release Chief Zhao now, then things will turn out the best for everyone, he says mildly.
Are you from the SID? Happy asks.
A consultant, Shen Wei says.
Xiao Yunlan grins at him, so widely that it threatens to swallow his face. He hadn't been worried, not really worried, but...
What have you given him? Shen Wei demands. He's frowning now.
What, me? Xiao Yunlan asks. Shen Wei ignores this and keeps staring at Happy. It makes Xiao Yunlan feel somewhat left out. He wants Shen Wei to be looking at him. Shen Wei's ears are turning pink.
Answer me, he says to Happy.
It's only something to make him talk, Happy says dismissively.
They didn't actually ask me many questions, Xiao Yunlan says,
trying to be helpful because he can see Shen Wei holding himself increasingly tensely.
Because no one could get a word in edgeways, intern mutters.
Lin Jing put a hand over his mouth and appears to be very quietly starting to choke.
This is over, Shen Wei says. You're operating without authorization. Haixing Inspectorate is here to shut you down.
Intern and doctor both sigh, slumping slightly with the semi-relief that the game is up and they're out of choices. Happy, however, steps completely in front of Xiao Yunlan, blocking his view of Shen Wei, which is annoying. No, she insists. No, I need to understand. The Inspectorate can't just suppress all research into the Hallows. It could be vitally important. She lifts her chin suddenly and focuses in Shen Wei's direction. He said you knew about them.
He seems to be saying rather a lot, Shen Wei says mildly. I'm not sure much of it makes sense.
That seems rather unfair. He hasn't been talking that much. Happy spins around. Xiao Yunlan, she snaps. Tell me about Shen Wei.
Shen Wei? Xiao Yunlan asks.
What does he know about the Hallows and how?
Shen Wei, Xiao Yunlan says.
He wonders where to start. Shen Wei just... is important, like no one else Xiao Yunlan has ever known. Hallows, Happy says. Yes, Shen Wei knows a lot about the Hallows. Isn't that why he kept telling Xiao Yunlan not to touch them? He went on and on about it. Hidden somewhere behind Happy, Shen Wei makes a rather inarticulate sound. You use the Hallows, Happy asks. That might explain... No, not enough.
He used them so many times,
Lin Jing says, having been silent until now. His voice is somewhat muffled by the way he's still holding his hand over his mouth.
Shen Wei, Xiao Yunlan says,
because it's already been too long since he's seen him. He tries to sit up, but comes to an abrupt stop because apparently he's tied to the bed. He wants Happy to move because he wants to see Shen Wei's face again. Shen Wei's face is one of his favourite faces. So serious most of the time, but Xiaoyunlan loves it anyway, even when it's half hidden by his mask. "By what?" Happy asks. Lin Jing starts making a series of chopping motions directed at his throat. "Stop what?" Xiaoyunlan asks him. Happy moves a bit to see what on earth Lin Jing is doing, which is much better because now Xiaoyunlan can see Shen Wei again. Shen Wei looks concerned, and his ears are still very red, but that's a lesser concern than the puzzle of what has him so worried. Lin Jin puts his face in his hands. "Oh," Xiaoyunlan says, "yes, it's a secret." "What's the secret?" Happy asks. Xiaoyunlan suddenly notices what she's been doing next to him all along, standing with something in a syringe ready to inject into his IV. Probably that's why Shen Wei hasn't come near him yet, even though Xiaoyunlan has been really wanting him to. At least there's a proper explanation. Shen Wei shoots him a look of pure exasperation. Happy's looking more and more like a woman with one focus left in life, which is to extract the information she wants before the Black Cloaked Envoy comes for her. "Who's the Black Cloaked Envoy?" she demands, with a sharpness that tells Xiaoyunlan that she's caught the importance of this point. "Shen Wei," Xiaoyunlan answers. "I love him." His breath hitches. "The secret, the secret." Happy does not react how Xiaoyunlan expects to a slip of this magnitude. "Will you shut up about Shen Wei and tell me something important?" she shouts and turns to slap him across the face. An inky blur in that instant, and Xiaoyunlan is still staring stupidly as Shen Wei glitches into being behind Happy, twisting her arm into a tight hold behind her back until she drops the syringe. "Surrender," he says. She hesitates, draws it out for long seconds. Finally, she nods tightly. "Xiaoyunlan's boyfriend is awesome." "Show me exactly what you gave Xiaoyunlan," Shen Wei demands, and Happy does, grudgingly. Lin Jing starts herding the other two out of the lab. He hollers through the door, and apparently there's support out there because they're quickly taken off his hands. After some more glaring, Shen Wei offloads Happy the same way. Then he's back. "Xiaoyunlan," he says, his hands fighting with the buckles of the restraints and finally giving Xiaoyunlan his attention. "Xiaoyunlan, are you all right?" "I think so," Xiaoyunlan says. "I apologize for taking so long," Shen Wei says. "We had to be certain that you were being held here and we were asked to operate discreetly. I'm sorry you were at risk." "It's okay, I'm fine," Xiaoyunlan says. He reaches for Shen Wei as soon as his hand is free, landing on his arm. "I knew you'd be here." Lin Jing has been carefully looking over what Happy put in the IV. "I think you're going to be okay, boss," he says. "She said, I'm not going to remember this," Xiaoyunlan says. He's a bit worried by that concept. "I think she was going to give you these drugs at the end for that," Lin Jing said. "As far as I can tell, what you've actually had is just stuff to make you relaxed and very talkative." "I agree," Shen Wei says. He's working on the restraints at Xiaoyunlan's ankles now. "Am I being very talkative?" Xiaoyunlan asks, puzzled. Lin Jing collapses against the lab bench and breaks down into laughter. Shen Wei turns completely away for a moment. "You haven't stopped talking," Lin Jing wheezes. "You've been saying literally everything running through your head continually." "Are you sure?" Xiaoyunlan asks. He feels like he would have noticed. "Very sure," Shen Wei says, with more than usual deadpan. He snaps open the last restraint. Xiaoyunlan gets to his feet and finds to his surprise that his legs don't seem to be working properly. Luckily, Shen Wei's there to catch him and hold him up. "Whoops," Xiaoyunlan says, and snuggles into Shen Wei's arms. Lin Jing says. "I'm going to take him home," Shen Wei says. "Yes, that's probably for the best," Lin Jing agrees. "Did I bring my car?" Xiaoyunlan asks. He can't actually remember how he got here. Actually, he's not even sure where he is. You are absolutely not driving anywhere," Lin Jing says, "even if your car was here, which it isn't." "Will it cause difficulties if we leave directly?" Shen Wei asks. Lin Jing shrugs. "I'll sort it out." "I'll see you tomorrow then," Shen Wei says. He tries to push Xiaoyunlan into standing more upright, but Xiaoyunlan very much resists this. "Xiaoyunlan," he says, exasperated, as Lin Jing snickers. Xiaoyunlan does not see what the issue is.
Shenwei sighs deeply and portals them neatly into Xiaoyunlan's apartment, near the door. The jolt of transition shakes Xiaoyunlan around, and he really is clinging to Shenwei now. Shenwei tries to get him to balance on his own feet, but Xiaoyunlan can't manage it. "You should lie down," Shenwei says. "It's not far." It might not be far, but Xiaoyunlan has apparently lost all his coordination. Shenwei continues to support him, stable and strong in the centre of the universe just then, breathing against Xiaoyunlan's ear as he guides him carefully around the furniture and over to the bed. "So glad you came," Xiaoyunlan says. He is so glad. He can't describe the relief he felt when Shenwei appeared, although, of course, he had known all along that Shenwei would arrive soon. "Of course," Shenwei says, very tenderly. He lowers Xiaoyunlan carefully onto the edge of the bed and crouches down to unlace his boots and pull them off. Xiaoyunlan looks down at his arms. "Where's my jacket?" he asks. "I'm sure Lin Jing will find it," Shenwei says. He gets Xiaoyunlan out of his t-shirt and jeans and into pyjamas with surprising efficiency. Xiaoyunlan isn't quite sure how it happened. Shenwei sits beside him again with a glass of water. "Drink this," he says, and Xiaoyunlan obeys. "Do you want to lie down?" "Yeah," Xiaoyunlan says, and flops himself onto the bed, then wriggles around so that his head is in Shenwei's lap. Shenwei makes a surprised sound, but then lays his hand on Xiaoyunlan's head and, after a few moments, begins stroking his hair. "It's good. It's all good."
"Are you feeling okay?" Shenwei asks.
"Yes," Xiaoyunlan says, drowsy and a little surprised. "Why wouldn't I?" Shenwei laughs a little.
"Oh, no reason."
"Don't go anywhere," Xiaoyunlan orders him. He can't remember exactly why, but he knows that this is important.
"Of course not," Shenwei assures him, very fondly.
"Good. Then everything's all right." "I knew you'd come," he says.
"I know," Shenwei says.
He keeps on stroking Xiaoyunlan's hair, and his other hand cups around Xiaoyunlan's face.
"I'm here."
"I love you too," Xiaoyunlan says, and Shenwei's answering smile warms him, head to toe.